gras. I'm the dopest female that you've heard thus far, and I do get better. The voice gets wetter, nobody gets hurt
as long as you let her
do my thing with an 89 swing. The dopeness I write, I guarantee delight until the hip hop maniac, the uptown brainiac in full effect, MC Light is back and better than before, as if that was possible. My competition, you'll find them in the hospital. Visiting time, I think it's on a Sunday, but notice they only get one day to shine. The rest of the week is mine, and I'll blind you with the science that the others have yet to find. So come along and I'll lead you the right way. Just clap your hands to the words I say. Come on. I got the power to spit out and devour at the same time. I'll eat you up with a rhyme, but I'll let you slide because you accidentally hopped on the wrong side. Now come on, that's suicide. Hypothetically speaking, okay, let's say you didn't know what you were doing. You're new in town and you're looking around for another name to ruin, and it's me that you're pursuing. Well, 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 I'll be damned. I might as well tell you who I am. I am the capital L-Y-T-E, and it's shocking, I'm the one you're mocking. Oh yes, I've been watching you, watching me like the fat on your back. It's plain to see that you're a wannabe, but you can't be what you're not, so you better start living with what you got. Kick this one here for me and my DJ K-Rock, let me hear a crack. Now it's time to kick a rhyme out the patch, and you're the receiver, eager as a beaver. Time to convert the non-believer that I'm a roadrunner, leaving you in the dust. I can't adjust to the times, and at times I might just get quicker than the trigger of your pacemaker. More tender than a roly, but harder than a jawbreaker. So don't ever second guess me. And if you're wondering who could the best be, think a second and recollect the worst whipping you ever had yet. And I'll bet that I did it. My fingerprints are still on you. How many times I gotta warn you about the light? It'll blind your sight, but the rhythm will still guide you through the night. Kick, 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 kick.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Big Bappin' Friends. We are ready to turn up. So before I get started, I'm not going to do my normal introduction. I'm going to let Luciana come in and do the introduction today. Lucy, give it to them a little bit.
What's up, y'all? What's up? I hope y'all in here. Y'all got your wigs smashed off, them lashes, so let's go ahead, kick off them hats, and come on in the room and chill with us. How y'all doing this evening?
Uh-oh. Oh, so that's how we're going to kick it off tonight. We're going to do it with a little female power because we are in Women's History Month. And so it would be befitting that we let a woman kick off the show on this good, beautiful, soulful Sunday. So let's go ahead and get into it a little bit. Go ahead and relax. Y'all know how we do. Get you a nice, strong drink. It's been a long week. It's been a long, long week. So pour your boo upside next to you. Y'all should be excited. Y'all got these stimmy checks in. So y'all can rub on a little booty. Y'all can go ahead and toss up a little free ass this weekend because everybody giving away something for free for charge this week. We got $60 hookup, $20 head. What, Helen? Don't judge me. Listen, everybody giving up a little something. Everybody giving up a little something. Listen, Walmart been sold out since he signed the executive order.
Man, bump Walmart, bruh. Bump Walmart.
Listen, they buying LOL dolls. They're cheating on their side piece. They doing, listen, when I tell you they doing all the do, Helen. They
buying new cars. They getting apartments and moving in.
You finna see titties, butt cheeks.
They be gone by July.
All types of stuff. You just going to see all types of stuff just going on. They just going to get with it. They just going to love on everything and everybody. That's all they know. So tell me, what's going on with your week? How's your week been going?
It's been going good. Ain't much change, you know, working and relaxing, living life. That's about
okay.
it.
You sure that's all you did?
Yeah, that's really, you know, of course, you know, I did my daily trip to the beach. Well,
oh,
not daily, weekly trip to the beach. Oh, that's been going awesome. Great. Most definitely.
Oh, okay.
Going
so,
to keep it up.
What's sending you out to the beach like that?
The what?
I said, what's been sending you out to the beach like that?
Just to de-stress and ground myself all for the next week that's coming.
Oh, we got a phone call. Hold on. Let me see if they're okay. Thank you for calling Fallen Angels Cosmetics. This is Big Dad. Oh, they still want to ring. Hold on. I thought I answered the phone. Thank you for calling Big Bap Fallen Angels Cosmetics. This is Big Bap. How may I help you?
Big Bap. Hold on. What you mean, Big Bap? I'm trying to reach the president. I'm calling the White House. This ain't the White House?
No, ma'am. You've reached Fallen Angel Cosmetics. How may we help you?
What the heck? Look, do y'all know anything about the stimmy? I need my money.
Yes, we do have a stimulus package special going on right now. Would you like for me to go over the details of that with you?
Yeah, go ahead and go over that. Hold on, you say that's including my money, right? Okay, go ahead and tell me about it.
Yes. So for $1,400, you can get 2 sets of lashes and some glitter.
Nigga, wait, hold on. No, I ain't trying to spend my money. I'm trying to get in contact with somebody to get my money. What you got going on? This ain't who I got.
You called Fallen Angel. Ma'am, listen, I'm going to need you to correct your tone, please. You called Fallen Angel Cosmetics, where we do lashes and natural care products, and we are running a stimmy special.
I'm trying to hear about my natural money.
Ma'am, to get the lashes and the glitter, it does cost natural money. You have to spend your money.
Nigga, I'm trying to get, I ain't even got a pending deposit date yet. I need my coin. So I'm calling, trying to see if I can rush to deposit my munchies. I want to buy LOL
ma'am,
too.
The only thing that I can do for those issues is I can send you to escalations or I can make you wait for my supervisor, but he is currently helping another customer right now.
No. I'm going to need you to go on and just press the button and send me my money. That's it.
Ma'am, you need to reach the .gov site. I know their number is very similar to our number. We've had a few people call us, but if you're trying to reach the government, you need to call the government number. We're not responsible for giving you that.
This is the number they had listed. This is the number I called. You telling me it's a phone?
You know what?
You talking about Satan? The demon?
Ma'am, you're ruining my day, ma'am. Goodbye,
sir. So it's safe to say Fallen Angel Cosmetics ain't got my coins. Okay.
Listen, let me tell you something. The crazy part about it is right. When you be calling the little telemarketers and everything, baby, when I tell you, they be acting a whole donkey when you call them fools.
Yes, they do. I was just trying to get my coins. That's it. That's all. I know there's other people out there like me. They just want the coins. That's it.
Oh, you're going to get your coins. Trust me. They're gonna give you your coins. They're gonna strong arm law you. But all right, man, let's switch something because I just wanted to ease the tension with that because I want to get into this topic. And I didn't want to do this topic later in the show because I think this is a topic that needs to be addressed. So before I get started and before I tune up, I want to ask you, because I know you've listened to the story, you did your background research on it. So, Helen, please tell me. We are talking about the Kirk Franklin and his son Carry On situation. So please give me your input, your thoughts, because Big Bap is going to give his, and I might hurt some feelings with what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I better go sit his raunchy ass down. You 33 years old. You did exactly what that man called you, a bitch, nigga. And you proved that's exactly what you was when you went to post this shit like a little bitch. My whole thing is, nigga, what did you say? Because what his response was in response to something his son said. And then to hear him saying, you ain't going to do shit and shut the fuck up, nigga, look here. I don't care how old I am. If I talk to my daddy like that, he going to knock my motherfucking head off. Everybody want to give these famous people pedestals and make them feel like they not perfect. They got issues just like that. Y'all believe Kurt Franklin alone. He should have stomped on that boy Nick. Talking to him like they got him fucked up.
See, let me give people some background clarity about this situation. This boy is not only Kirk Franklin's oldest son, but this is the first child he ever had. This is the child that he had before marrying his wife. They both had a child previous to them getting together, so they both have an adult child before they got married that is in their 30s, right? Let's address that first. This is not his wife's son. This is Kurt Franklin's son, okay? Now, the mother is of that child, okay, fine. Whoever she is, I don't really care. That's not what we need to look into. We don't need to know that background information. On top of it, like you said, that boy is 33 years old. Because I wanted to do the research, because a lot of times when we're giving responses to stuff, we don't really look at where, how, and, oh, my God, this people, wow. I don't even want to tell y'all what I just saw, but anyways. So I wanted to look at that. So here's what I wrote, because I don't want people to be remiss on what I was getting at and what I was about to say. I wrote it because I wanted to make sure people were clear with what I thought, what I felt. And this is my official statement. Now let me address the Kurt Franklin situation before I move on. Like, y'all have not lost y'all ever-loving mind when it comes to this situation. This is not a man, being Kurt Franklin, that cannot provide for his son with anything in his heart that it damn near desires. Here's my problem with what happened. Instead of doing what most father and son relationships do when they have issues, is go back and forth with it, he decided to not only abuse his father. This is an abusive act. A lot of people like to say abuse. This is an abusive, toxic act that he did. Why? Because the official term of when he started this situation stems back to 2018. You took a situation that happened in 2018, and in 2021 is playing it and airing it now for clout, for whatever reason that you're trying to get from it. It shows that you are selfish at a level that is distasteful and disrespectful. My thing is, at this age, if you don't like who your father is and what your father does, then go get it on your own. Because when you go back and you go look at some of the earlier works of Kirk Franklin, I am damn sure that Carrion didn't do the majority on the work on those projects. Right, hold on, let me get some water. Because I want to say this. Ooh, because, baby, Carrion didn't do majority of the work on Kirk Franklin's projects. Kirk Franklin did that work. But did he allow his son to learn the industry? Did he allow him to be around him and get song credits? Is this man right now still not making money off of the work that his father has done 20 and 30 and 40 years ago? He is. He's benefiting to this day. So for you to sit back and act like, as a grown man, at 33 years old, that your father owes you something, I hope for the holy love of God that when he sees you, that he chokes the loving shit out of you. Because I am a believer of what my mother Shirley said. Little boy, I brought you into this world. I will smooth take you the fuck out. So with that being said, I hope they find peace and resolution in the situation. But no, we are not counseling Kurt Franklin. Kurt Franklin did nothing wrong in my eyes, and I hope and I wish that he has great and continued success after this situation. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
All right, guys. Today we have Black History is World History, and I am getting ready to read off the brilliant legacy of a very great female artist. This person was born in July 1st, 1971. She sang with the R&B group called Sisters. She also started another group with Timbaland called Swing Mob. She's been on the artistry scene since 1990 until today. She has collaborated with a grand host of artists and from opera to country to electric rock. Even dealing with Graves' disease, she took off time to help off, yet she still helped to write and co-write and produce movies and music. To date, she has won 4 Grammy Awards, 8 MTV Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 6 BET Awards, 1 Billboard Women in Music and Music Award for Innovator. On July 3rd of 2019, she was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. She became the first female rapper to receive such honors. In 2019, she received an honorary degree from Berklee College of Music. She's also won the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award, and she was also the first female rapper to receive that award. She's also won the Women's Entrepreneur Day Music Pioneer Award at the United Nations in 2019, and her recognition for that achievement in music and being a leader. This award was also placed in the Congressional Record. She's so dope. She's an actress, a producer, a singer, a poet, a revolutionary, a rapper. For Super Duper Fly to cool off and everything in between, she is definitely the GOAT of dopeness and the queen of creative craft. That is why on today we honor the legendary Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, and she is one of the dopest female artists to ever perform. I don't care genre, I don't care type of music, style of music, classical, whatever. Missy Misdemeanor Elliott has gone out and done her thing. So shout out to the queen for doing it. Helen, tell me that queen's favorite song of yours of all time.
Tell you my what?
What is your favorite song of Missy of all time?
Ooh wee. Let's see. Moo Chow.
I played your mine already. You heard mine.
Yes. Oh my God, it's so many. I know Hot Boys was one of them.
Okay, hey, that is a good banger. And here's the thing about Missy that I love, and what people don't know, if you go back and you look at Missy's music, even before, you know, she made it mainstream and big time or whatever, or what people consider. Like, this chick in the music industry, like, even in the early 90s when nobody knew who she was, when she was doing songs with Craig Mack, when she was doing, you know, Conscious Sisters and different, you know, the different groups that she had been in as a youngster, like, she didn't quit on her craft. Like, a lot of times, a lot of people told her to actually give up, even before she got with Timbaland, even before she started working with Aaliyah, DMX, and the different, you know, doing music works with the Roots crew and the different groups that she had the pleasure of working with early in her career. But when you go back and you look at it, yes, we look at where people end up, but she went through so much just to get to be an artist and then to get to that height of fame and then be diagnosed with Graves' disease and literally have to just really revamp her whole entire living style, work ethic, how she traveled, the medical team that she would have on staff, just everything that goes into trying to live a healthy life while still trying to give people. Because this is what people don't understand about artists. Artists, whether you are a singer, a dancer, a movie writer, whatever the case may be, your job is to get up in front of whatever audience that you are delivering for and give them the best of your work. And she's one of the best to do that. So, like, I just got to give a shout out to my girl. She raw. I love her. All right, Helen. Y'all, I asked Helen to do something. So Helen is going to read something real quick, and we're going to discuss this because I'm not even going to preface it. I just want y'all to hear it. So Helen, read this, and then we're going to talk about it. Before Helen reads this, if you want to call into the show and talk about anything that we're talking about tonight, the number is 563-999-3090. Again, that's 563-999-3090. Or you can follow us on all other platforms of social media. Or you can come into Blog Talk Radio in the chat room. The chat is open and you can discuss any issue or any topic that we have talked about tonight. Y'all can bring that to us live in the chat. So, Helen, give it to them, boo.
All right. So, basically, we went to a basic-ass restaurant yesterday, and the girlfriend invited her dusty-ass nigga to join us. I had two $5 Moscow mules, crab and artichoke dip. Total was $24.58. This nigga tell the waitress two checks, please. I guess she was salty because her homegirl man ain't pay for her food, but, bitch, that's my man. He don't got to pay for your food. Not nothing. I invited him, so I should be covering him, not the other way around.
Hold on. First of all, because I want, like I tell you, when I read letters, I like to respond to letters how they're written. Read that beginning for me one more time.
We went to a basic ass restaurant yesterday.
Stop.
And
stop. No, don't keep going. Stop. We went to a basic-ass restaurant, which means her and her homegirl was already determined to go to a basic-ass restaurant together, right?
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Okay, read, Deacon.
And the girlfriend invited her dusty-ass nigga to join us.
So the girlfriend invited her man, not...
Yes, the girlfriend invited her man. So basically it was like her friend inviting her boyfriend. But they were already planning to go. So I don't know why she feels as though her homegirl man has to pay for her. Like, where is that written in the rule book? Because why is he covering your shit? For what? You wrong, right? We already had these plans, so you already knew you had to come out of pocket. But now, because my
let me be clear about this. The girlfriend invited her man to accompany him and the girlfriend, correct?
To accompany her and the girlfriend, yeah.
Okay, so when he went out to eat, he was under the impression. That he was accompanying his girlfriend to dinner or lunch or whatever they were going to do with his girlfriend. Nobody invited him to say that he was going out with some people that he was responsible for, correct?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, because what it sounds like to me, Miss Dusty Ass, we went to a basic ass restaurant. First of all, the nigga didn't pick out the restaurant. The nigga didn't ask for the restaurant. The nigga didn't say nothing about the restaurant. The nigga accompanied them. And I'm going to say nigga because I don't know the band personally, right? So here's what pisses me off about this, because I'm going to move past this real quick because I know we got other stuff to get into tonight. But let me say this, ladies. I love y'all. But if we're going to advance as a people, we got to understand there are some things that you just need to get from beside yourself. I don't give a damn if I got $1 million in my pocket or I got 6230. If me and my wife go out, and me and my wife go out, and it's me, my wife, and her friend, if her friend don't know that she's responsible for her check, let me tell anybody who's friends with my wife, sweetie, you are responsible for your check. I'm not going to go home with you. I'm not licking your coochie tonight. We're not in no intimate type of relationship. I don't owe you shit. It is time for men. If you're going to be a man out here, men, start telling these dumbass women, because she's a dumbass woman. I don't put every woman in that category, but that's a dumbass woman. Men, if you're going to be around people, then you need to tell them the fucking truth. Let her know up front when y'all go out the door. I'm going with my boo. You good, right? Okay, because I don't need no mistake at the restaurant. And the sad part is when men try to address stuff like that up front, women try to act like men are less than men. No, that is a man setting the standard. If you needed a lunch date, you should have called Tyrone. I'm sorry, we can't help you.
I think she mad. Her Simi ain't hit.
That's not our problem. All right, y'all, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all know what we're getting into.
What that is? You need to get it. He don't wanna love you the right way. He ain't gonna. It ain't where he's at. It's where he wanna be.
No hate. But it ain't even gotta be like that. Yo, man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, he asked how I do that. Fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want you, man.
I understand why you wanna try, make him stay home late at night. But if he wanna go, he'll be gone.
Big Bad Revenge is brought to you by SCB Catering, where you want to put our meat in your mouth. If you desire your beef to be tender, sweet, or your pork to be juicy with heat, SCB Catering will plate you and your friends and watch your haters hate. So welcome to the house and the home of the party in your mouth wings at SCB Catering. All right, Helen, you know what time it is. It's our favorite time of that day. What day is, y'all?
Let's get it going.
Helen, you like how I put my meat in their mouth all the time?
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Oh, boy. All right, let's get to the good part. Today is 3/14. So if you don't know, we're going to go ahead and get to the most important part of today. And today is National Pie Day. If you don't know what National Pie Day is, that sucks for all my nerds out there. Shout out to National Pie Day for my nerd folks. Helen, do you know people still don't know where that comes from?
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. People still don't know what that equation 3.14 blah blah. They still don't know what that comes from. They don't know what equation that's associated with. So here's what I'm gonna do. The first person who goes on DJ's Roundtable on Twitter and tags the actual right equation on Twitter only, you have to tag DJ's Roundtable on Twitter. We're going to give you a $50 restaurant gift card, but you have to go do it on Twitter, and you have to do it before the end of the show. We will let you know who the winner is. If there's no winner, we'll move that gift card over to the next show. So there y'all go. There goes our first giveaway for the day.
Sorry.
I told you, y'all gotta pay attention. Gotta pay attention and participate, because I'm not even going to see that. The only person going to see that is the production manager, because I'm working. All right, let's get into some other ones. Today is National Children's Craft Day. So if you had kids, today would have been a great day to go out and do crafts. There was all types of activities all over the United States today where you could have did crafts with your children, and they would have helped you get them at discounted prices. So for people who say there's never nothing to do, mark this down on your calendar going forward. If you go out to Hobby Lobbies and craft stores, they always do discounted stuff on this day for children. So it's a good way to get out and spend some quality time with your kids. Also, on 3/14, for people down in South Florida, we have a place called Butterfly World. Today is National Learn About Butterflies Day. So if you have a butterfly emporium anywhere near you, if you have any houses that do butterflies and things like that, today is a good day to go out and learn about butterflies. So for those of you guys who have kids who want to participate with your kids, that's a good activity to do. But, you know, I actually know a girl who's definitely afraid of butterflies.
Oh, wow.
Like, one time we was walking and a couple of butterflies, like, flew out. She actually fell and rolled down a hill. So before you take somebody there, make sure that they're not allergic or afraid of butterflies. I don't know how you're allergic to butterflies, but definitely I don't even know why you would be afraid of butterflies, but okay. Today is also National Potato Chip Day. So for all of you fat people out there, I'm not going to call everybody fat, but for all of you people who like potato chips, go get you some potato chips, man. It's National Potato Chip Day. And then today is also National Write Down Your Story Day. So if you got a story that you've been meaning to get started, today is a good day to start that story. So start writing down your story. Now it's a good thing to do, whatever, whatever. Now, this last one that I'm about to give y'all, well, it's not the last one, but this next one I'm going to give you. If you don't know this one already, it's your fault. I don't know what the hell you've been doing all day today. But on this 3/14, today is also daylight savings time. So if your cell phone didn't automatically change, if you still got a car that you got to go in there and change the settings on, if you got a still battery operated clock on your wall in your house.
I feel attacked. Mind your business.
Why you feel attacked, bro? I'm just saying. Listen, tell me.
You had to throw that car radio in there. Mind your business.
Bruh, it ain't just you. Okay, first off, since you put it out there for the world to know, y'all, since this girl got here, her clock been wrong, right? So she gonna say,
let me fix that statement. Since I got the car, the time been wrong. I don't know.
Okay, so here's what she says to me, right? Because people who don't know me, I'm OCD about clocks. I hate for clocks to be wrong because I feel like if I go look at a clock, it should just be right. Like, it bothers me. Like, my mom used to do that. She would set the clock 15 or 20 minutes slow or fast. Like, I'm like, will you just put all the clocks on the right time? And so I don't be late. Bitch, all these clocks are here different. So it bothers me. For those of you who don't know, I've never called my mom a bitch, and I never would. This is hyperbole, so don't get offended, okay? But it bothered me because, like, when I go look at a clock, I want to know what's the right time. Like, I don't want to be guessing about what time it is. I don't want it to be 5 minutes early to 10 minutes late. Just be right. So we go get in the car today because we need to get everything for catering for the week and stuff like that. And so I go look at the clock, and I'm like, Helen, she says what time it is. I'm like, Helen, how your clock go from being wrong to wronger?
Look, that car do its own thing. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Get your shit together. All right, anyway. All right, so let's go. So let's get into a couple more things that I want to get into. Today is also the day that Eli Whitney obtained his patent for the cotton gin. That was the path to the way for the massive expansion of slavery in the South. So what people don't understand is the cotton gin really, really helped facilitate going deeper into slavery to where it went to later on because of the rate and the ability that they were able to process cotton. So even though that is a Black history fact, there is good and bad sides to that history. So please take it accordingly. Go read about it. Go learn how it impacted slavery, how it impacted wealth in other communities, i.e. majority of the white community that benefited from that wealth because this was done on plantations. So that just goes back to the statement that the Creighton basketball coach said about plantations and about everybody standing on the plantation and didn't understand why that was offensive to Black people. You need to understand when you don't understand the true heritage and the history that you claim that you believe in being American, then you'll understand why some things are just inherently offensive. Also, in 1837, Blacks in Philadelphia protested at the Philadelphia Reform Convention about the denial of the right to vote. So understand, even though we finally got our right to vote in the 20th century, understand, even in the 19th century, we were still out fighting. And on this day is one of the days that we had a massive protest in 1837 in Pennsylvania for our rights to vote. So just a little bit of history to share for y'all on 314. And we got a couple of more things that we got to get to. Let's get into some birthdays. Oh, real quick, let me get into these things. Because, Helen, I don't think you knew about this one. Today, on March the 14th, is also better known as Show Your Man Just How Much You Care Day. And that is better known as Steak and Blowjobs Day.
Oh, shit. Let me go get my blow-up doll right quick.
So, ladies, if you love your man, give him a little steak and a little blowjob, and he might be great. And then also, the next time you relax and change your channel from across the room, give a little shout-out to Dr. Joseph N. Jackson. He is also the inventor of the remote control. All right? So real quick, we got a few birthdays that we got to shout out for this month. So let's knock out this past week. We got to give all birthday shout-outs. So on March the 7th, Wanda Sykes had a birthday. Brandon T. Jackson had a birthday. On March 8th, the great news commentator Lester Holt had a birthday. Boris Cujo's birthday is on March 8th. Matt Barnes' birthday is on March 9th. Bow Wow shares that same birthday. Timbaland's birthday is on March the 10th. LaToya Luckett, March 11th. Common is on March 13th. Simone Biles is on March 14th. Stephen Curry's birthday is today. Quincy Jones' birthday is today. And the last but not least, one of my favorite batters of all time in Major League Baseball, Kirby Puckett, man who ended up losing his vision and was still a great player, Kirby Puckett, Happy birthday to all of those people who had birthdays. Helen, did I miss anybody or did I miss anything for what day it is?
No, I think you got it all.
I got it all?
I think so.
I did it all.
Hold on. Let me say happy birthday to that 1400 everybody getting, because that bitch be gone by April.
Okay. Oh, also, shout out, happy birthday to my girl, my homegirl out in Tampa, LaTori Harris. Shout out to you. Happy birthday. Shout out, happy birthday to my homegirl, Lena, in Clarksville, Tennessee. Happy birthday to you guys as well. Happy Pi Day. Celebrate your birthdays. All right, guys, we're getting ready to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back right after this.
What's up with all y'all true niggas?
Reference
to True X.
Kevin Miller.
This your motherfucking Colonel. Of the motherfucking team.
What's up, Big Vibes, nigga?
I got C Murder with me.
LD.
Silk the Shocker.
Big Mo.
Big B. You know what?
Big Man.
We No Limit Soldiers.
Big Pope.
We No Limit Soldiers.
Mr. Servo.
We No Limit Soldiers. We No Limit Soldiers. We No Limit Soldiers. We No Limit Soldiers.
Hope, nigga.
Yo, bitch, get your mind right.
Cain and Abel.
Bitch, get your mind right.
Charles Beverly.
Nigga, I'm busting me low, but I'm hitting them down with jokes. Y'all niggas on the rope, got your hoe on the scope. Bitches watching me, jocking me, niggas blocking me, cocking, cause I'm the hardest motherfucker out here rocking. I got the game in shades, got the niggas in blaze. I got them hoes on the raid, because the nigga getting paid. I got niggas from coast, slinging my dope. Got niggas and G's and rolling keys to record stores, get paid with fatals. Niggas hard in tails, niggas turning the tables, but niggas living like potatoes. Get chopped up in games, niggas running my name. Master P up in chains, Izzy Daddy's a man, but I be busting, hustling. Niggas ain't trusting, I'm a soldier. That's why niggas ain't trusting no bitch or no nigga, hoe or no sucker, fiend or no clucker, but ready to hustle with boldness. Bigger than your shoulders, running from the rollers, gone on that doja. Cowards despise, soldiers we ride. Killers with attitudes, but ready to die. Cause chickens get plucked, hoes get fucked, turkeys get stuck, and niggas get cut. Ready for combat, my jack with my hold hat, strapped with my crew and my niggas in all that. Down for whatever, niggas straight rowdy. Ask any mother from America, they'll tell you we bout it. Soldiers off that tank, busting, don't think. Lose your life if you blank, fucking with them soldiers on that tank.
Cause we No Limit Soldiers,
I thought I told you.
We No Limit Soldiers,
I thought I told you.
We No Limit Soldiers,
I thought I told you.
We No Limit Soldiers,
I thought I told you.
We No Limit Soldiers,
I thought I told you.
We No Limit Soldiers,
I thought I told you.
Let's get ready to rumble. Them niggas stumble, hit them with left blow. Fuck it, got death flow.
Ready to go to war?
Let's go. We chillin' that villa, drug dealer and killer. Fuck it, No Limit Soldier. Now picture me folding die bills. I stay fucking true. Nigga, fuck it, nigga, do ya. Nigga, I come to life and I skate all you bustin' like Freddy Krueger. Can't defy, nigga. Choose the game, nigga. Stay for the pullin' trigger. Fuck up all y'all niggas. Cause so fucking T are you. Represent, I thought you knew. Killers, 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 all I be around. Nigga, fuck it, fool. About face. There's No Limit Soldier.
One to the two to the three.
I nigga, I try to told you.
Everybody quiet. While
I load up this right,
attention!
Now all my soldiers start fighting. It's time to go deep cover. You can weapon like Danny.
Welcome to Heaven on Earth, where you will leave looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. From your dreamy eyes and succulent lips down to your naturally glowing skin. Handmade with natural products to enhance your beauty and nourish your skin. It's time to love on you and unleash your inner goddess. Shop FallenAngelCosmetics.com so you too can get the looking good, feeling good, and smelling good.
Ooh, I almost died.
And don't forget, we also have a dollar lash sale, and a, no, $6 lash sale, I'm sorry, and a dollar glitter sale, and
The Spring Goddess and Guide Boxes are also on the website. Get yours while they last.
What's the website address?
FallenAngelCosmetics.com.
And there's no S after angel, correct?
No S after angel.
You know, you got to tell people, because, you know, I'm slow. I be in there putting S's after everything. Fallen got an S. Angel got an S. Listen, we black. We put an S on everything. S's and T's Lord. And R's go everywhere.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so I'm getting ready to read this real quick, and we're going to talk about this. So it says, baby mama, baby daddy drama. I'm not going to read the name of the person, but here's what it goes. Reads as follows. Needs advice. My baby daddy keep on stepping out to cheat, and I just couldn't take it anymore. So I told him, if you want to cheat, I get to have someone to play, Two. Well, I was tired of him always leaving, so I let him find a live-in side piece. She stays in the basement with her kids, so I can have the main floor to myself with my son. Then I met an amazing dude on Tinder, and we decided to move him into the basement with her. It just makes it easier for me and my baby daddy to go down there and mess with them. Well, my side dude and his side piece wound up falling in love, and now she is expecting, but we don't know if it's my baby daddy or my side dude's baby. Now we are all arguing because we don't know who's going to claim what on taxes next year. I'm thinking me and my baby daddy should claim any kids that come from the basement because of our basement. But the side piece wants a DNA test to see who has the full rights to claim the baby. Which option should we choose? Helen, I'm going to let you go first on this one.
What in the flying fuck was that hot ass mess you just read? No. My thing is this, if y'all was going to do that, y'all might as well all should have just been in a relationship.
Okay.
How you gonna in the basement with another one and expect them not to sleep around? And then y'all arguing about who gonna claim the baby on the taxes. Who the fuck child is it? That's who taxes the child gonna go on.
See, first off, I'm glad you said that, because that's where I was gonna go first. First off, I can say this with true honesty and true sincerity. The only time that I've ever carried my children on my taxes is when their mothers were not working and we were married, and I claimed the children on my taxes because I filed for everybody. Other than that, I have never, ever, ever filed my children on my taxes. That is for the woman. She can have it. I'm fine. I don't care. My children have never been a check in my eyes. That's my first thing. So I'm calling bullshit on the men in this situation, because I've always been taught that a man is supposed to be a provider for his woman and his children. So the men in this instance already shitting. First off, the other issue that I see here is that the woman who's writing this, everybody's living in her place. So first off, they should have had a true conversation. If they're going to play, first of all, this whole thing came together fucked up, because they started it off based off of cheating. And I'm sorry, you can't start a relationship in any terms based off of cheating. Even if cheating was involved, if y'all going to have a conversation, all parties involved need to be sitting down and having this conversation. If she's going to have a side piece and current boyfriend all need to have a conversation. If he's going to have a side piece and current girlfriend need to have a conversation. And then if she's going to move them all into one location, if that's what they decide to do, then again, all people need to sit down and have a conversation. We need to discuss things like food. Who's cooking? Who's not cooking? We need to discuss childcare. Four people in the house, bitch, somebody's going to be home watching these kids. We ain't going to have no daycare. no daycare outside extra bills. It's just my thing is if people want to be in these types of dynamics, and they're called dynamics for a reason. If you're going to have a lifestyle that's non-traditional, which means husband-wife, wife-husband, children, if you're going to go past that, you have to have conversation. I don't give a damn if it's poly. I don't care if you're bisexual. I don't care if you're trisexual. I don't care if you like a little sugar on Tuesdays. Whatever the relationship standard is, y'all got to have a conversation, okay? That's my first part. Secondly, here's where I really got confused with. You think that it's the baby daddy or the boyfriend who can have this girl pregnant. Number one, y'all are fucking. I don't know why people think that when sex is involved, that there is not an opportunity that somebody can or probably isn't going to get pregnant. Now, unless you're telling me that all four people involved in this bitch is 65 plus, whole uteruses have been removed, balls and vasectomies have been had on the other side, and shit literally, truly does not work. I do not understand. I have never understood the statement of people saying, I can't get pregnant or I can't get someone pregnant. That Helen, that makes no fucking sense to me. So if y'all were fucking, notice I didn't say, ooh, we had a condom. Notice I didn't say, ooh, we was on birth control. Notice I didn't say, ooh, he shot that shit in my eye. I didn't say none of that. I said fucking. The moment the penis went inside the vagina, the moment that he took the head of the penis and was playing with the clit a little bit, there was a possibility that you could get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So again, these types of statements miss me. But again, I understand that these little girls that are now in their early 20s who have parents who are now probably about 38 who really didn't have the time to really teach them because they was too busy clubbing or, you know, trying to be the hottest thing on the block. Now you got these little hoes out here saying dumb shit like this because everybody want to live in the new trend. Being in a lifestyle is not new. The problem that I have with people who believe that they're in lifestyles, nobody has educated these stupid fuckers, and I'm going to say it just like that, and I don't care if you feel offended, but nobody has educated these stupid fuckers what a real lifestyle relationship looks like and how it's supposed to be conducted. There is a right and a wrong way to love somebody. Y'all going about it wrong. I don't got nothing else to say, Helen. You can take us to the next commercial break. Say what you want to say, because I ain't got nothing else to say. They done made me mad. Well,
they got him heated up. So what we going to do, we going to kick off this next commercial break, and we'll be right back with you.
Check my message. No one is called, but my homies and some bill collectors. Say your love, bring somebody wants to borrow money. I chew at her, she don't hit me back, something is funny. So I called her mother's house and asked her, had she seen my baby? Roll my six around, looking for that missing lady. Got back in, turned the TV on and caught the news. Then I put my hand on my head, cause I'm so confused. And then I turned the TV down, cause I thought I heard a squeaky sound. Something's going on upstairs, yeah, cause I know nobody else lives here. As I get
I'm gonna do. What I saw was enough to drive a preacher wild. I'm in the hall contemplating, not in my own damn house. As I get closer to the stairways, all I hear, and then I hear my baby's voice in my ear scream. What the hell is going on between the sheets in my home?
Baby, wait, let me explain before you start to point your case.
Girl, I'm about to have a fit.
Oh, it's about to be some. How did I get into this? Should have never came home with this.
You low-down dirty woman, back to where you come from.
But baby, wait.
But wait, my, hit the street, you're.
Now, Mr. Biggs, before you're done.
Wait, how you know my name, son?
Honey, wait, I was gonna tell you.
Move, this cat looks real familiar. Now don't I know you from somewhere a long time ago?
No, no, I don't think so.
Oh, Big Bath and Friends is brought to you by Luxuria Fantasy Creations, where we complete your wildest desires. There is no place on earth you would rather be than at a Luxuria sponsored event. Immerse yourself in every detail that Luxuria provides. Welcome to Luxuria. All right, guys, we're getting ready to do something a little different. We haven't done an impromptu interview in a while. And so tonight, guys, I am going to interview Helen.
Ooh, chair.
Yeah, woo! Shut up! Here's why, guys. We've done a lot of changes to who we are, what we've been going through in the past, just in the past 2 months. And so 2 months in, I want to show y'all the growth that I've seen in Helen. So let's get into this. So Helen, since the new year has started, you put down your goals list of some things that you wanted to accomplish in the calendar year. How many of those things have you checked off this year already?
Oh my God. To date, I have checked off 10 of my first set of 20 goals. No, it's about 15 of my 20 goals that I set for myself.
Okay. And so far,
and you know,
of those goals, what's the one goal that you would say that you're personally most proud of?
I stepped out on faith. I actually left my home state of South Carolina. That was the biggest goal on my list. And I did it.
When you say you stepped out on faith, why was that such a big thing for you? What made that such a big thing for you?
What made it so big is the growth within myself that I've been doing with myself, because you know, there came a point where I realized I had to get out of my own way. And I was letting fear hold me back pretty much of taking chances and doing what I needed to do for myself. So that's what makes that so big, like bigger than anybody could even imagine. And then having the blessings from not only my mother but my father, people don't really understand how big that really is to me. Especially when, you know, I planned to move numerous times and I always got in my own way. I let fear stop me. I let people get in my head or say that to make my fear grow even more, and I never did it. So this time I took that step and I left. When I crossed the state line into Florida, I cried the rest of the way to Florida because I was just like, oh my God, I'm really doing this. And it's a whole fresh start, and I'm proud of myself. I'm growing and learning every day, and I love it.
So I know in the past couple of months you guys did Motivation Magnified with Ms. Tanya Lewis.
Yes.
What has that been like for you? How did that help you in this process?
whoo, baby, the self-realization, the different, you know, the different breathing techniques, meditation, the different, you know, things she took us through really helped me a lot in, you know, facing those demons and fear and things of that nature. And it's been nothing but a blessing of getting more in touch with who Helen is and what Helen wants and what Helen deserves.
Well,
so if y'all listen, go follow Magnify because, baby, it will change your life.
Let me just ask this question because I know so many people say go deal with this person and go deal. What was it about going through that program made it different than any other thing that you've done as far as, you know, therapy or self-work? What was different about it?
What was different about it? Because me, I know myself. I don't open up to people. I don't. It's not easy for me to open up and talk. But Tanya, she made herself part of the group as well. She was transparent. And she cared. She even called when she didn't have to just to do checkups on me. You know, and then the group of ladies, we became like sisters because everybody shared. Nobody judged anybody. And it just felt good to be amongst a group of Black women like myself who are stepping out and bettering themselves because, you know, in the Black community, mental health is a whole taboo. So to see other Black women doing it, it really touched me and was like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. And especially having Miss Tanya Lewis as the group lead person, that's her business, it was amazing because she threw herself into it with us and she was also transparent.
So let me ask you this. Now that you're here, now that you've made it to Florida, what's next? What is next that you have coming up? What are you doing next?
Next, what's coming up? I am working on creating a scent for my line, which would come as a set. So I've already got the scent worked out. I also have a photo shoot coming up. And just expanding my business and growing and learning every day.
Now, I know because, and I'm going to ask this because I know I'm difficult. For people who say that they want to work with me and do things with me, I tell most people they're not ready for that because that's a different level of mentorship that a lot of people aren't ready for. What was your biggest adjustment in learning to work with me?
My biggest adjustment, I will say, the health wise, because since I've been here, the health, you know, there were certain changes I made, but I've made more since I've been here due to being under you and mentoring under you. That's been nothing but good for me. That was probably one of the hardest things for me at first in the beginning. But it's really all about listening, and people think you have to take everything from what. No, you take what applies to you, and you apply it, and you notate everything else. That way, when you get to that roadblock, if you need assistance, you can look back at your notes and assess it and know where to go from there.
Now that you've been on this show now for a complete season, you've completed a season of the show, right? We completed season 2. We're now in season 3. What did you learn in season 2 that you learned to expound upon on in season 3?
Actually talking and having my voice heard.
Okay.
Because, you know, season
Talk
2,
about
I
that a
was...
little bit.
Okay, so season 2, yes, I spoke, but it was a little more, you know, I was a little more reserved. I wasn't as voicey as I am now. And I also helped with certain segments. I mean, because look, season 2, no, look here. I'm going to say what I got to say and I'm going to get off. And, you know, I used to rush talk when I started doing Black History, World History, but I've learned how to pace myself, even though, yes, I'd be running out of breath sometimes. But I've learned how to use my voice, talk, and even in my business, be more transparent in and share more. And that all came from being on this show.
So for the listeners out there, if you had to tell the listeners, telling the co-host, telling the owner of Fallen Angels Cosmetics, telling the mother, telling the daughter, if you take all of those characteristics away from you, for people who will get to meet you in person over the course of your life, what is the one thing that you would like for them to know before they meet you? Like, if you could tell them one specific thing that they should know about you, what would that be?
I'm the sweetest person you ever meet. Don't cross me.
Hell, there go those Leo statements.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, y'all take that end part out. But I'm the sweetest person you'll ever meet. I really am. I may look mean, but I'm not.
So for the people out there who don't know how to follow you specifically, how do they go about following you? What are some different ways that they can stay in contact with you?
I hope y'all ready for this. Okay, so Facebook, y'all can follow me at Helen Brunson or Fallen Angel Cosmetics. Instagram, you have Fallen Angel Cosmetics, LLC, and you have Lucy, L-U-C-Y, underscore M-F-N, underscore Lou. That is where you can follow me, keep up to date, and if you really want to get personal, I even give you out my personal Instagram. I don't have many followers. I don't believe in putting people on that page, but it is Shawty, spelled S-H-A-W-T-I underscore F-L-I-I. That's where all the action go down.
All right. So, last question, and I'm gonna make this a very open-ended type question, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Opening up yourself, going back to therapy a little bit. This is just gonna be a last question. What do you want to gain from what you've learned, or what do you want to build further upon? Let's say it that way. What do you want to build further upon in your personal life that you learned through therapy with Tommy?
Letting go. Letting go.
That is a mouthful. That is one of the hardest things for anybody to master. You know that, right?
Yes. And that is what I want to master. It is one of the biggest steps in excelling at anything. You have to know how to let go and when to let go.
One of the things I want to do is, and because I didn't really mean to make this, you know, more geared towards another brand or another business, but I do want to tell you, Motivation Magnified, I haven't taken it, but I've been around a few people now who have taken her course, and I can honestly say that if you are looking for, especially females and families, like if you are in a female setting or a family dynamic, I really think what she's putting out there and what she's trying to do and how she's facilitating her sessions, so to say, this is something that is going to be very beneficial to the Black community. So, production manager, put on DJ's roundtable on all of our platforms, put how they can reach and get in contact with Motivational Magnified. I know we should have that in our archives somewhere. So please put that information out. If you are looking for someone to actually help you, she will actually sit down and work with you. She will build a plan that benefits you. And just tell her, Big Bat sent you. Let them know that Helen already been there. Helen sent you. Let them know Big Bat and Friends sent you.
And
I mean, it's just worth it.
And not for nothing, let me also say, she created this platform for the Black community specifically. So we'll have a safe place to go when And we're not being judged. We're not being looked at as something we're not. When we're all going, and we all need the same thing. We need to heal. So don't let it stop you, and don't let the taboo get in the way or thinking somebody's going to judge. It's not about judgment. It's legit. It's like, y'all, you end up bonding. You know, go in there, you know, open-minded.
Helen, I'm going to tell you something that I told Tanya a long time ago, and I know she said something similar to this now, but healing is more about you than it is about all the issues that you need healing from.
Yes, it is.
And so many people don't get that message. It's not about going out there telling people you're working on healing. Healing is about literally healing you, so when you go through those situations that are similar to that, you're not triggered or you're not thrown back into an uncomfortable whirlwind for your life.
Yes.
All right, guys. We will be right back after this quick commercial break. We got to get into Black People Are Dope Next. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. She'd be really doing her thing. I am so, Helen, before we do Black People Are Dope, I just want to say I didn't say this in the last segment, but thank you so much for all that you have done, is doing, and will do. We have been so much greater having you here, so we definitely appreciate the love and support that you have given us.
You're welcome, and thank you as well, because it goes both ways. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate y'all for having me.
All right, so get the people who you got for Black People is Dope.
All right, y'all. Everybody know this grandma. So my Black People Adult person, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go with Maya Angelou. She was a poet, a novelist, educator, producer, actress, filmmaker, dancer, and a civil rights activist. She was the first African-American and female to read an inaugural poem in the U.S. presidential history. She recited on the post of mourning for President Bill Clinton's inauguration. In her youth, she didn't speak for 5 years. She spoke 6 languages. Her most famous autobiography was I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and it was national bestseller for 2 years. She was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Barack Obama. And it is the award that is distinguished as the highest civilian honor. And she's just all around a great person. And some of my favorite poems of hers was Phenomenal Woman, Still I Rise, and Caged Bird. And her first autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I love that book. We had to read it in high school. And that's my dope Black person.
Okay. My dope Black person is Fannie Lou Hamer, however you want to say it, is H-A-M-E-R, okay? Mm-hmm. She's also better known as the spirit of the civil rights movement. I'm going to read a quick excerpt by Jane Johnson Lewis. She wrote this for the African American newspaper and Gazette, okay? This is her exact words about who she was. Known for her civil rights activism, Fannie Lou Hamer was called the spirit of the civil rights movement. Born a sharecropper, she worked from the age of 6 as a timekeeper on the cotton plantation. Later, she became involved in the Black freedom struggle and eventually moved to become a field secretary for the Student Nonviolence Coordination Committee. Miss Hamer was born in Mississippi, where working on the field when she was 6, and was only educated through the 6th grade. She married in 1942 and adopted 2 children. She went to work on a plantation where her husband drove a tractor, first as a field worker and later as the plantation timekeeper. She also attended meetings for the Regional Council of Negro Leadership, where speakers addressed self-help, civil rights, and voting rights. In 1962, Ms. Hamer volunteered to work for the Student Nonviolence Coordinating Committee, registering Black voters in the South. She and the rest of her family lost their jobs for their involvement. The SNCC hired her as a field secretary. She was able to register to vote for the first time in her life in 1964, and then taught others what they needed to do to pass the then required literacy test in order to vote. In organizing work, she often led activists in singing Christian hymns about freedom, This Little Light of Mine, and many others. She helped organize the 1964 Freedom Summer in Mississippi, a campaign sponsored by the SNCC, the Congress, and the Congress of Racial Equality. And she was also sponsored by the NAACP. In 1963, after being charged with disorderly conduct for refusing to go along with a restaurant's white-only policy, Hamer was beaten so badly in jail and refused medical treatment that she was permanently disabled. Because of African Americans were excluded from the Mississippi Democratic Party, the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party was founded, with Fannie Lou Hamer as the founding member and vice president. The MFDP sent an alternative delegation to the 1964 Democratic National Convention. The 64 black and 4 white delegates, Fannie Lou Hamer, testified to the convention's credentials committee about the violence and discrimination faced by black voters trying to register to vote. And her testimony was televised nationally. The MFDP refused to compromise, offered two seats of their delegation and returned the further political organization in Mississippi. And in 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed a Voting Rights Act. Now, there's so much more that we could talk about this young lady, but I just wanted to give just some of her brief credentials of some of the things that she did. I just want you to know later in life, she suffered from breast cancer, diabetes, and heart issues. She later died in 1977. This lady, not only did she go out and champion rights, but literally, she is literally known in the black history halls of America as the spirit of the civil rights movement. So if you don't know about this lady, because I know we always talk about our favorite people when we talk about black history, but Fannie Lou Hamer is definitely somebody that you need to go look up. It's somebody that you need to know. And if you have young black girls who are trying to do great things, this is somebody that they definitely should do a research paper on. Helen, had you heard of her before?
No, I haven't. That was actually my first time.
So, good. So, even if I didn't do anything, I at least taught one person something today. And we should be doing that, guys. Like, one of the things that I love about this platform that I have is that I'm able to teach different things. And I want to teach people. I really want people to learn new things. And it doesn't always have to be negative. It doesn't have to be painful. If you guys know of any topics or anything that we should be covering, if there's anything out there that you feel like we're leaving out, please email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com or inbox the production manager at DJ's Roundtable through our various platforms, and we will look at those things and get those added to the show if and where possible. All right. I don't think I got anything else for the show. Helen, you got anything else?
No, sir.
All right. Well, then we're going to take this next commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up Soulful Sunday. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Ooh. Ha-ha. Steady, are you ready? What's going on? Steady, are you ready?
Are you ready?
What's going on?
Going on.
Cold, fresh air. Feel the melody that's in the air. I'm down, take a look around. What's going down?
However do you want me?
However
do you need me? However do you want me? However do you need me?
However
do you want me? However do you need me?
All right, we are back. Helen, I had to throw a classic out there, boy. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
That's off that Belly soundtrack.
Ooh, child, that movie there.
Well, listen, that was a movie right there, baby.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, y'all, we made it to the end of this show. Before we do our closeout word of the day, let me say this real quick. I want to say thank you to everyone who listens to our show. We are working to improve the quality and content to our listeners. If you would like to hear more content like this, please reach out to our production manager and production team. I already put that out. If you would like to donate to our show to help with funds to do things for the show, Cash App us at Luxuria, LUXURIAFC1. Cash App that. The production manager will get those coins and put them to the best use for the show. We only grow by y'all helping us grow, so we definitely appreciate your support. Those of you who have supported us, thank you. Those of you who have shared and told other people to listen, thank you. We are here Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays. We're not here every Friday, but we're here most Fridays. Friday is kind of a free-for-all show for us, so it also gives our people an opportunity to do certain things. So, again, thank you. Dwayne is out on vacation. So for those of you who have missed Dee's voice, he is out on vacation. He will be back soon. So make sure you check on him, make sure he's good, but he's just typically out on vacation right now. Helen, you got anything that they need to know?
Let it go.
Let it go. Looks like another little TKO. Also, if you are following SEB Catering, we are now back full time, so we will be having Salad Monday tomorrow. So if you need a salad, reach out to us. We are taking advance orders. Once we're sold out, we are sold out. Again, every Monday is salad day. Every Wednesday is wing day. We mix up the other days throughout the week. If you need a calendar, please inbox me. I will get you the calendar sent to you. Or you can go on SEB Catering and follow the catering calendar there. We also have a photo shoot coming up next week. If you're looking at being a model, please email me at thephotobomb561@gmail.com for modeling opportunities. Again, that is the photobomb. If you don't know how to spell those two words, I can't help you. The number is 561@gmail.com. Trying to think if there's anything else that I forgot that's out there. If you're looking at any of our products, go to fallenangelcosmetics.com. Everything that Helen is doing with that site is amazing. If you haven't seen some of the new graphics, new design, and new products that she got up out there, that's that. If you're looking for travel, make sure you reach out to Bella's Travel. You can look on our flyers, or you can look on Luxuria or DJ's Roundtable and get that information. That is our sponsored travel company. That is the company that does our travel. Again, if you need soaps, reach out to Bella's Bars and Herbs for your soaps. If you need teas or other natural care products, reach out to ashemporiumet.com. I just want to say thank you for all of our sponsors. Thank you for all of our vendors who have supported us, who have continued to show just faith and support. I know we don't do this often and go down the list of everybody who participates, but thank you. It means so much to us. We are bringing back the Ask Tiffany show. The Dr. Feelgood show will be coming up in season 4 full time. Halftime is Game Time will be completely launched by season 4 full time. So we are doing amazing things. Just thank you guys for your support. And by the end of 2021, we will be doing live location shoots. So if you would like to appear live at a show, please reach out to djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Make sure you email the production manager so we can make sure that we get everything that you need to be able to participate. All right? So I said a lot. We will make sure that we get flyers out on all of that information so that everybody's able to participate who wants to participate, because I said a lot, and I usually don't close out the show like this, but I wanted to give you guys as much information. So if you didn't get to write down something you wanted to, again, you can go to Spotify. The show link will also be there on Spotify. Share, share, share. I'm asking anybody that is listening to us to share so we can get our numbers up, so we can get our content up, so we can reach as many people with our platform as possible. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. So without further ado, Helen, what is your word of the day?
Let it go.
I think you better let it go.
There's so many different songs they can use in reference to that, so that they can figure out which one they need. If they childish, they can go ahead and hit the one in Frozen if they need to, because either version, you got to let it go.
Mine is going to talk about, it's not a word of the day, but it's a mental health check. It's a health check, and here's why. Check on your friends. I talked to three of my friends this week that I checked on, and three of them have had miscarriages during COVID. They didn't talk to anybody. They didn't say much. They just kind of dealt with it with themselves and their mate or their family directly. If you call yourself a friend of a friend, then be a friend, okay? As much as we love our women, this is Women's Month, and it's our job to check on the health and the mental status of our female friends. Don't let someone else be a better friend than you when you claim to be someone's best friend. The best friend of a person is a person who's there no matter what, under what circumstances, they are there. They make every sacrifice to be there. So be a friend. All right, guys, I love you. We're going to take you guys out with an old school classic. If you are an early 80s baby like myself, you will know this song. If you want to listen to this song as it goes out and you sing this to your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, and your wife, or you break their ears with it, it's all good. They needed the love anyway. So we'll holler at you. We'll be back the next go-round. I'll holler.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone. So in love are we two that we don't know what to do?
So in love
in a world of our own.
So in love
as we walk by the sea together.
As we walk down the aisle.
touch, feel your body close to me. I just want to hold you in my arms forever.
We walk down.